Praise the Lord. We want to talk about worship today. And the subject is Be a Worshipper from John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. There it says, But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Amen. I've been preaching a lot about rapture and end time during the whole year. But I'm sad that many Christians, they are not looking forward to being raptured. They are so hooked to the world that going to heaven is no option for them. Jesus said, you cannot love God and the world. Either you love God and hate the world, or you love the world and you hate God. You cannot have both. He also said, what does it bring to man if he wins the whole world but loses his soul? Loving the world will give temporary pleasures. Maybe you make money, maybe you get fame, but the day comes when you are in a coffin. When you go through the cemetery and wonder about the people who are buried there, you wonder, how did they live? What have they achieved? Where are they now? When you begin to do that, you understand more about our own lives, how short it is, and how we have to be living right. A short time ago, two of my aunts have died. The last ones of the generation before us. They never asked for God. They didn't even get a grave for themselves. Their ashes were put into the common grave. Indeed, when you reject Jesus Christ, you will be in a common grave. You will be with all those who have rejected Jesus Christ. That is hell. My mother has died 50 years ago, but she always wanted me to have a longing for God. Indeed, since I was a little boy, I knew about God. I knew about the Bible, I knew about prayer, and I knew about the church. It was natural to go to church on Sunday and to pray daily and to read the Bible every day. Giving tithes and offerings was normal as going to the bed in the evening. It was laid into my spirit as a small boy. Nevertheless, I had to make a decision. I did on that day when I was born again. If I ask each of you if you love Jesus, all would say, yes, I love Jesus, of course I love him. But when I ask, what did you read in the Bible today, everybody gets quiet. When I ask, what did you pray today and yesterday, you tell all the things you have asked God for. But that is no prayer, that is begging. I've been preaching for years and years, yet I see very little advancement. Why is that? If you love, If you have no longing for God, you don't have fellowship with Him. To have a fellowship with people that you love is nice and it's precious. There are people I don't want to have fellowship with because they are evil. But if you say you love Jesus, you have to long to have fellowship with Him. If you say you love Jesus, you want to read His Word. If you say you love Jesus, you want to talk to Him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of the people they go to church every week, and some go only when they feel like it. How can you say you love Jesus if you have no longing for His house? If someone tells me, I have no time, or I am too tired, it shows that they have no interest and no longing for God. God spoke through the prophets about lip service. Say, I love Jesus, but not doing what He says, that is only lip service, not heart service. You have to be honest about yourself and about your Christianity. Ask yourself, am I a real Christian? Do I live a Christian life? Am I fulfilling my duty as a Christian to go into all the world and preach the gospel? Don't deceive yourself. Not all who say, Lord, Lord, will go to the kingdom of heaven. There was one woman who worshipped God. She was full of the Holy Spirit and fire. She served and worshipped God. But the day came when she turned against God. She turned to the world and her back to God. She came to the day when she cursed the name of Jesus and she went to hell. Her former teacher and goodness and worship were forgotten. If you are not serious about your commitment to God, you will end up like her. That is why I'm preaching. I want everybody to come into the knowledge of Him who gave His life for us. I want everyone who listens to me to get that longing for God. I want to search God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the greatest commandment that Jesus gave us. He wants us to be fully committed, full of fire, full of longing for Him. May all who listen to this message today come to a full understanding of what it means to be a Christian. If you come to understand, you can understand if you read the Bible. God is Spirit. God is a Spirit. That's why Jesus said in John 4:23 and 24, the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Now the church is the body of Christ. Our worship is a heart worship, not a lip service, a heart worship. A longing to come into the presence of God. God sees our hearts and He will open our understanding. The Lord delights in His people. He wants us to come to a place of undisturbed rest and peace. A place of undisturbed position. And that is only possible in God. Only simplicity will bring us there. Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 3, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become like a little children, you will be by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." He's not talking about the child's mind. He's talking about the child's spirit. It's the only place to meet Jesus, our God. He will give us that place of worship. I pray for the living faith with a deep vision of God. The world cannot produce it. A place where we see the Lord, that when we pray, we know God hears. Asking God and believing for the answer, having no fear, a living faith to come into the presence of God. We want to come into His presence where there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, as it says in Psalm 16:11, "In your presence is fullness of joy. At your side, at your right hand are pleasure and forevermore." Pleasure forevermore. Praise God. God is looking for a people that He can reveal Himself in. Our human spirit has to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. It's by faith in a place of grace that all may see us as new people. The Holy Spirit is arousing our attention. He has something special to say. Behold, if you can be sons of God, if you can believe to be sons of God in likeness and character, spirit, longings, and acts, aren't you all know that you are a child of God? God can change our nature. His word is a creative power that can change the whole nature. You can reach this altitude only by faith. The God of almightiness speaks His covering over you, saying, "I am able to do all things, and all things are possible to Him who believes." The old nature is so difficult to manage. But He says, "Come unto me, I will give you peace and strength." "I will change you," He says. "I will operate in you by power, making you a new creation, if only you believe. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there." Matthew 11:29, "Learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The world has no rest. It has only joy. "But in my peace, which passes all understanding, with an inward flow of divine power, changing your nature, and you can live and move and act in the power of God. Therefore, the world knows you not, because it didn't know Him first." The full verse of 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us." What manner of love? How much love He has bestowed on us? How much love He has put on us? that we should be called children of God. Imagine, we are children of God. We have not deserved it. It is His love that made us children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Our Lord died for us. He became poor for us that we might be rich. What an offering He has made. He has suffered for us. He was buried for us. He was raised for us. And He's jealous for us. Have you ever told Him that you love Him? Have you ever said, Father in heaven, I love you? Jesus, I love you. Oh, Holy Spirit, I love you. Have you told Him? He's coming again. When we believe, we will receive Him. When you receive Him, anything may take place. If you're a Christian, anything may take place. Suddenly He may call you and send you somewhere else. Paul said, all things are possible to him that believes. The world doesn't know us, but we are children of God with power. Jesus is our chance. He, as we look to Him, our life is changed. He is God's Son. No man who sins has power. Sin makes a man weak. It takes away his dignity and his power. We have joy in the Holy Spirit. That is God's plan for us. He wants us to rejoice in the Holy Spirit. When you pray, you know that He hears you. When you read the Word of God, it is alive. Remember, the devil is a liar. He wants to take away your peace. You must live in the Word of God. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who can condemn you? Jesus died for you. He will not condemn you. So don't condemn yourself. If there's anything wrong, come to the blood. As it says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Today, you can come into a new experience with God. He wants to fill your heart with such a love for Jesus that we live in a new realm. Children of God with power, filled with the fullness of God. I say to you, He wants to fill your heart with such a love for Jesus that we live in a new realm. Children of God with power, full of the fullness of God. To belong to a Lord who loves so intensely, how can you remain cold to Him? How would your wife or your husband or your friends behave if you behave to them in the same way as some people behave to God? They would leave you. But Jesus never leaves you. He wants you to be full of fire for Him. full of fire for Him. He loves you so much, and He wants you to love Him in the same way. Become a worshiper with power. Become a worshiper with power. Become a worshiper who is committed to Christ. You cannot get anything in the world. Jesus is the answer to all our questions. He's the answer to all our problems. Have a longing for God. Have an urge to be in Jesus, to be in His church, and to be in His presence. Have an urge to read the Bible. Have an urge to worship in prayer and song. When you don't read the Bible, when I don't read the Bible for a day, I know something is missing. I cannot go without praying and praising continuously. And He wants you to have such a longing. I cannot tell you how much I want you to want you to be where you belong. The place of rest, the place of freedom, the place of joy, the place of power. May the longing in you to worship the one who loves you so much. As we start the new year, may this be your New Year's resolution. To be close to God every day, by prayer, by worship, by Bible reading, and by fellowship.